everybody. Welcome to the Infinite Mouth. I am your host, Anthony. Today is one of those days, September 11th. Can't even joke about it. It's one of those days that are etched into people's brains all over the world. It's one of those things that if you were there, which we were, right? I actually had my uncle and his girlfriend were down there. My uncle was delivering money. He was in the armored car profession. And that was one of his stops, was going to the restaurants and places at the bottom of the World Trade Center. His girlfriend at the time worked in Applebee's. So if I'm absolutely correct, if my memory serves me 100% correct, as the plane hit, she was in Applebee's. They all, you know, he wasn't. He was outside of it, I believe, en route to another location. But she was actually in the Applebee's at that point in time, or around that area. And she actually escaped and then went into her, you know, apartment. So today is one of those days where we sit back and we look at a lot of things, right? We look at where we came from as a nation. We look at that kind of attack happening on American soil. And we look at, you know, all the different, man, just, it's one of those days, man. The only thing we can do is pay tribute, thank all the people that fought for our freedoms, and pay tribute to all those people who put their lives on the line so we can live our own lives and live with freedom. And it may not seem as if there's a ton of freedom going on right now, and it may seem that things are really ass backwards, and I'm going to tell you that they are, and they are for a reason. We'll get into that after this, but this opening few moments was really and is designed just to pay as much tribute to the people who served to protect us, as much as those people who serve to protect us from medical, to those who serve to protect us from, you know, from terrorism, for those who serve to protect us from all our liberties and all of our freedom. And there's just nothing that you can say that could actually take that over. It's very special. So 9/11 will always be a special day. 20 years later, it doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't do any of that. So we have to look at 9/11 right now as a very important part of our history. And we look at 9/11 as really, most importantly, is how we all came together. There wasn't race. There wasn't, you know, color. There wasn't religion. There wasn't all this stuff. And I remember the fights that were happening because they were like, wait a second. We can't be, you know, ousting all Muslims like this. And it almost seems as that was where a turn took, you know, where we started pointing the finger and going after that. Now, the amount of cleanup that took place, the amount of people that came together, you know, to help the families who lost someone. I just heard a story from a buddy of mine that we grew up with, which somebody he knew was on one of those top floors, and he got a ton of people out. And every 9/11 now for 20 years, he gets like 50 phone calls from the people whose lives that he saved. That's amazing. It's so amazing. And it's one of those days. And I know that if my dad was still here, you know, he was a truck driver, just busted his ass his whole entire life. And he loved this country. Excuse me. And he loved this country. And he knew that he would do anything for this country. He just wanted us to have the best life. And I think that this 9/11 needs to be exactly that. Everybody needs to sit back and just realize that we are still Americans. There's more of us that want America than there are those who don't. So please don't give up. Keep fighting. Look at the colors on this hat. Look at the colors on the logo behind me and understand 9/11 always will be about Americans coming together, not just New Yorkers, Americans coming together and fighting for the country that we love. So keep that in mind. Always know it's there. Know it's never going anywhere. And always know that there's more patriots than there are evil people in America and in this world. Now let's get to the news. Whew. When people ask why there wasn't a podcast on Wednesday, just so everybody knows, I was waiting. The amount of news that was coming out and what I'm about to drop to you right now from my screen over here, so you will see me have some notes, will be very simply tons of information. It is going to get fiery. I mean, I am going to be sarcastic. I know people love it. I get messages all the time. I've gotten more messages in the last week. Thank you for all the people that are looking and asking where I've been, am I okay? I'm good. The closest people to me know it's a lot of hours that's been going in and a lot of time. And if we can raise the funds with this podcast, then I don't have to do the other work that has to be done. So we're going to get it done, but this is going to be a fiery podcast. It's going to be fun. We're here to have some fun. So I hope that you enjoy. Let's get into the news. And thank you for hanging along this way, that 9/11 tribute. And I just want to thank everybody for all their support. So let's get into it. All right. Biden to mandate all employers, 100 workers or more, will require the COVID-19 vaccinations on a week or weekly virus tests, affecting as many as 100 million Americans. So just understand, if you own a business with 100 workers or more, you have to get them. You're mandated. It's not law. You don't technically have to, but they're mandating it so you can be fired. Businesses that don't abide by the new virus policy will face substantial fines up to nearly $14,000 per violation. So not only did you have to survive the COVID lockdowns, not only did you have to survive the economic turmoil, the inflation, the debt repo, not only did you have to survive them lying about how many jobs there are going to be and them lying about what you're able to do and what you're not able to do with your own body, my body, my choice, right? Just what happened to that? Also, I will end all COVID arguments here. It's why YouTube banned me. It's why I probably will get banned on other places, which is perfectly fine. If you have the vaccine, why do I need it? Very simple. If you have it, why do I need it? Because you're spreading it, not me. How are we getting the variants? Anthony, it mutates. We'll get into that. Don't worry. I got some info on that. Oh, man, the stupidity. And then that creepy old potato bastard goes into the microphone and goes, get vaccinated. Dude, he should change his name to Chester the Molester. He is creepy as fuck and gross. He's the guy who puts his hands down the front of his pants and wants to know what his balls smell like. That's what he is. That's exactly who he is, because he forgets where he is. He don't even remember whether or not he was walking, which is why he needs to check for the duck butter. God, he's so disgusting. And where is Camel Toe? Where is Camel Toe? She's out there doing what? What are they, petitioning for Newsom? Because he's petrified. I got my ballot downstairs, dude. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to vote him out. Goodbye, Newsom. Larry Elder attacked some lady in a gorilla mask, threw an egg at his head. I wish it hit him. Not because I want him hurt, because I wanted her arrested. Because it didn't hit him, they were limited on whether or not they could arrest her. So if you watch that video and you understand, wait a second, why did they not arrest her? Because if that did not hit him and they arrested her, which they should and do have probable cause, and it's viable to arrest her, it would have turned into a women's issue. And if you don't think that that's true, just put the pieces together. Step one and step two. Gosh, imagine if that was a Black Democrat and a white Republican did that. Oh, can you imagine? That guy wouldn't see the light of day. He'd be called a QAnon follower. What? Right? You can't even get past it. Like, we already know it's happened so much that we can actually predict this. We can predict it the entire way. We can tell you exactly what that argument's going to be, what they're going to inflame social media with. We already know that. In addition, Biden will require healthcare workers at medical and Medicaid participating hospitals and other healthcare settings to be vaccinated, impacting more than 17 million workers. You don't have a choice. you will be fired if you choose not to. We'll get into that. Because you know it doesn't just stop there. But ironically, mail carriers do not need to be vaccinated. Oh, so what you're telling me, all those ballot deliveries, right? So we can get anybody. You don't have to be tested. Can you go pick up some ballots for us, please? Everybody else is vaccinated and we can't go get them. Ooh, come on, dude. Like, what are you? Is nobody paying attention to this? Oh, sweet Jesus. So everybody else that's a government employee, except the people delivering the ballots. A, B. Bing, 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 bing. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Check this out. This executive order villainizes employees for reasonable concerns and hesitancies, said president of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association. He provided a full statement. Now, with that, there was Missouri police force. The entire police force resigned. Michigan, there was a police force, resigned. BioNTech, which collaborates with Pfizer, is set to request approval to use its COVID-19 vaccine in children as early as 5, the company announced. It ain't going to happen. TSA will double the fines on travelers who refuse to wear a mask. Double down. You heard that they were talking about travel, how that was a privilege. It's not a privilege. It's your right as an American. Members of Congress and their staff are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate. That's according to Newsweek. So hold on, let me repeat that one more time. Members of Congress and their staff are exempt from Biden's vaccine mandate. So Congress and staff and mail delivery are exempt, but you will lose your job at as an accountant, as a firefighter, as a police officer, as a retail worker, as a game designer, as a podcaster. You will lose your job if you do not get the vaccine. But you can't fly, remember? So even if you're not in a company of 100 people, you can't fly because TSA will double those fines. You're not allowed to go on a plane. You're not allowed to go anywhere. But Congress, the Biden administration, and mail couriers do not need to be vaccinated. If you still refuse to accept any of those truths, throat punch yourself. Thank you. We're going on to the next one. Oh, this is a doozy. National Files obtained a recording of a Zoom video conference call between physicians and the marketing director at Novant Health, New Hanover Regional Medical Center, a group of 20 hospitals, clinics, and offices that treat patients in North Carolina and South Carolina. Hold on, it gets better. In the recording, Mary Ruddick, MD, tells Director of Marketing Carolyn Fisher and another hospital employee that she wants hospitals to become more scary to the public by inflating the number of COVID-19 patients and by using messaging that falsely tells individuals, if you don't get vaccinated, you know you're going to die. Got him. Wait till that circulates a little bit more. I told you we had crazy news on this show. Let me explain to you one more time. There is a Zoom call with Novant Health New Hanover Regional Medical Center in North and South Carolina explaining they want to use messaging that falsely tells individuals, if you don't get vaccinated, you know you are going to die. Okay. More than 900 pages of materials related to U.S.-funded coronavirus research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were released following a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by The Intercept. 900 pages. If they didn't know the origins, they wouldn't have 900 pages. Duh. Duh. 900 pages. Do you understand that you could make a point in one page? Why do you need 900? If you have 900, it means you have a lot of info. If you cannot digest that, you are a moron. God. According to Richard Abright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University, the materials confirm the grant supported the construction in Wuhan of novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses that combine the spike gene from one coronavirus with genetic information from another coronavirus, and confirm the resulting viruses could infect human cells. Didn't we say that? The documents make it clear that assertions by the NIH director, Francis Collins, and the NIAID director, Anthony Fauci, Ratfink, that the NIH did not support gain-of-function research or potential pandemic pathogen enhancement at WIV, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, are untruthful. They are saying he lied. How many people have gotten thrown off of social media for saying Fauci lied? Because he did lie, and he lied to Congress. So what's going to happen? We don't know. Right? Isn't that crazy? New York Times report says a drone strike that Biden admin said killed ISIS terrorists actually targeted an aid worker and killed 10 Afghan civilians, including kids. Footage obtained by New York Times suggests a worker of U.S. aid group was actually loading water containers into a car. So Trump blows up Baghdadi, Soleimani, and this fucking potato bombs women and kids, and a dude filling up the water cooler. But we yell at Trump. I wonder who changes Joe Biden's depends. That is the worst job. I wonder. I think he shits up, actually. You know what I mean? It's so backwards. It doesn't make sense. Without a doubt, he doesn't even shit down. He shits up. That's what Biden does. God, U.S. forces were training the Guinean soldiers who took off to stage a coup. We're teaching people coups, but we don't coup here. I'll just sit here and wait on that. Doesn't make sense now, does it? We'll get to that. We're going to come back to the coups. Just wait.
I already mentioned an entire Missouri police department, including the police chief and its officers, resigned. We spoke about that. Denmark declares COVID-19 no longer a threat to society and celebrates Freedom Day. If it's so deadly, why aren't they talking about it in Denmark? Why aren't they talking about it in North Korea? Why aren't they talking about it in China? Good talk. Good talk. Russia summons U.S. ambassador over alleged claims of election meddling. Russia summoned the U.S. ambassador. We'll get more on that. Florida appeals court rules in favor of Governor DeSantis, allowing the ban on mask mandates in schools to stand. Good. Good. You don't need them. Interesting. We're getting back to the schemes. Firearms and fake FBI badges found during raid of New York deputy mayor's home, the officials say, according to The Hill. Why are firearms and fake FBI badges found in a New York deputy mayor's home? So we don't do coups here, right? Just to be clear, we don't do coups here. Okay. Crowds cheer as a towering statue of General Robert E. Lee is removed in Virginia after 131 years. Stupidest news article ever. If children understood what it took to get where we are today, they'd appreciate it. The problem is you had people like that teacher out of Sacramento that were teaching people the wrong thing, the wrong history of America, teaching them to be communist. That's what kids are growing up with today. So understand, when you ask, how did my kid get stupid? Thank the teachers. That's my PSA. It's not every teacher. And if you honestly feel offended, you're probably the one I'm talking about. Biden's administration to tell Trump-appointed officials to resign from military academy advisory boards or be dismissed. I actually had the letter from Kellyanne Conway. So I'm going to pull up the letter from Kellyanne Conway. And just wait until we get into some more of this other news, okay? I will, I'll pull that up from Kellyanne in a minute. But what it says is essentially what her letter does say. I don't know if I necessarily need to read it, but I'll let you know. What her letter actually does say at the end, I'm not resigning, you should. That's what her letter says. This was happening not only to her, it happened to Sean Spicer as well. And these were people on the United States Air Force boards, and it just functions their entire governing body as far as the operations themselves. And these people are on those boards to help support them. Obviously, they're on those boards really to raise money. That's really what they're there for. They're there to raise money for them, and they're proud to do it. And here's the truth, that raising money is extremely difficult. People don't want to part with their money. And here's the other thing. There has to be the cause behind it in which people buy. Yes, people will buy the U.S. military. People will buy the Navy. They'll buy the Air Force. But here's the real truth of it as well. Okay. You have to look at these people. That's what they solely focus on. That's their primary objective on the board. So they're trying to remove them. Who are they going to replace them with? All right. A wide-ranging pro-Chinese influence group is attempting to use social media platforms and other forums to mobilize physical protests around COVID-19 concerns in the United States, The Hill reported. We're going to get into TikTok. We're going to get into the social aspect of it. I'm going to go through this, so hang on and check and listen. South Carolina paying $1,500 to influencers who promote vaccine. Here, check this out. I'm going to read this to you. Here is what they are getting sent in their DMs. Here is what they are getting sent to them via digital messaging. Listen to this. Right now, the world needs strong, authentic voices leading social efforts across local communities. And for South Carolina, we think you are one of those needed voices. For this campaign, the goal is to partner you with health experts and educators to help spread the facts about COVID-19 vaccines so your audience can feel comfortable making the informed decision about their personal health and that their loved ones to stay safe and get vaccinated. For this campaign, we are asking you to post 2 Instagram in-feed posts, 4 Instagram story sets, with 3 of them being pre-created public service announcements, so you only have to create 1. Plus, share your IG in-feeds to Facebook and Twitter. Let us know if you also have TikTok presence. Isn't that sick? Allow the South Carolina Department of Health and Department of Education to have rights to repost and boost your content. We value your time and effort and will compensate you $1,500 for your work. It is a DM. A DM being sent to people and celebrities. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Yeah. Okay. Here's another funny thing. Rose McGowan accuses Gavin Newsom's wife of trying to bribe her to stay silent on Weinstein assaults, calls both Newsom's frauds. Some more celebrity info for you. Britney Spears' father is removing his lock and key. Gee, I wonder why. Let's see. The IRS will know how much money is in an individual's bank account in a given year, whether the individual earned income on that account, and exactly how much is going in and out, which violates the Fourth Amendment. God, we have so much more. We have so much more. ESPN reporter Allison Williams, college football analyst, host, and reporter, resigns. Because ESPN got way too political. She refuses to get the vaccines. Shang-Chi unlikely to get China release after star's comments about China resurfaced by CCP bloggers. He talked about human rights. His movie won't even be shown there. Okay. No, the federal government does not mandate require vaccinate for people. Here's what the CDC, it says on the CDC website, other myths and facts. Can CDC mandate that I get a COVID-19 vaccine? No, the federal government does not mandate require vaccinate for people. Additionally, CDC does not maintain or monitor a person's vaccination records. Huh. Oh. Here's one of the most interesting before I get into anything else. Okay. Check this out. New Gitmo from Catherine Herridge. I have my phone here. Check this out. Defense attorney for 9/11 defendant tells reporters that discovery has revealed for the first time a link between the still secret FBI 9/11 probe, Operation Encore, and the CIA secret prisons. Operation Encore investigated the 2 hijackers who live in San Diego before 9/11 plus their U.S.-based support network. James Connell, who represents Ammar Alabuchi, said that as early as 2002 plus, then again in 2006, FBI agents linked to the San Diego probe sent questions and or provided photographs to the CIA secret prisons for interrogations of at least 3 9/11 suspects. Connell said the photographs were suspected members of the U.S.-based support cell. Connell continued, now what we know is that in 2006 investigation into a possible American support cell, that the FBI was reaching out to the CIA to get information from detainees in the black sites, including KSM, Binitash, and Al-Bouchi. There was no clean team. There was only one integrated effort by the FBI and the CIA to extract statements from these men. Connell said that the photographs were included American cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who is linked by the 9/11 Commission report to hijackers in California and Virginia. Awlaki rose to become a senior al-Qaeda leader and was killed by the CIA in 2011 drone strike. No Operation Encore records, subject of POTUS executive order review before 20th anniversary on Saturday. Plus, government has previously argued there was a wall between the post 9/11 FBI and CIA interrogations. Plus, FBI evidence should be admissible into 9/11 GTMO military trial defense disputes. Why are they talking about military trials? Why are they talking about military trials? Right? If you followed other news, you have heard about military tribunals. A little crazy. Keep your head up. I've been saying it from the very beginning. Keep your head up. United Airlines staff who has granted religious exemptions to vaccine mandate will be put on unpaid leave. Get it. No, it's okay. It's okay. Get your religious exemption. Get your medical exemption. No problem. You're good to go. Save your family. We love you. We want you to work for us. Okay, good. Bye, bye, bye. Take a break. 70% pay. China suspends approval for all new online games in the country to curb gaming addiction among young people. So, why are you stopping the gaming industry? Because it's got ridiculous untapped potential. It's boring as fuck right now. Like, if you're sitting there telling me that the gaming industry is the most exciting it's ever been, it's at a stalemate. It's literally at a stalemate. More news behind that as well. Rutgers University bans unvaccinated student from even attending virtual classes. He's home in his room doing. Hold on. He's in his room on his computer away from everybody. But now he's not allowed to go to school because he doesn't have the vaccine. So it's no longer really a matter of saving people. It's really just a matter of control. Russian media. Was Trump right? Russia expresses concerns over Iran deal after observing rapid progress in Tehran's nuclear capabilities. SEC threatens to sue cryptocurrency exchange platform Coinbase over a program that would allow users to earn interest by lending crypto assets. Philosopher Peter Boghossian today resigned from his teaching post at a Portland State University because the students are not being taught to think. Rather, they're being trained to mimic the moral certainties of ideologues. We've been saying that too, right? I mean, philosopher, a guy, by pure definition of him being a philosopher, has thought about this. Anthony, you know, there's certain professionals we need to follow. What about the professionals we know who to follow? My body, my choice. Don't we get a choice? No, only do what they say. But remember, Biden and his staff in Congress don't need to take the vaccine, but 350 American citizens do. Illegal aliens don't. Can't call them that. That's offensive. You know what's offensive? Your dirty dick and ass on my toilet seats. You're unvaccinated. Your butthole is going to spread coronavirus if it flatulates. Oh, no. Oh, no. Be careful. Get vaccinated. Fucking potato. Seriously? He shits up, not down. All right, let's keep going. Rep. Mark Fincham joined Steve Bannon Bannon, for a status update on the AZ audit, get ready for this. Hold on to your nipples. The Senate is expected to receive a 4-volume report from Cyber Ninjas this weekend. Fincham estimates that there will be a public hearing to communicate the results as early as next week. Senator Wendy Rogers mentioned a slightly longer 7 to 10 day timetable. Okay, this is actually also part of, you can find it on Rumble. Rumble.com, Wendy Rogers discusses Arizona audit, okay? Fincham also underscored the appreciation for Liz Harris at Canvas's work. He pointed out that while a typical Canvas might include over 500 voters, Liz's operation pulled 10 times that number, making the results all more significant. The Pima County GOP has been working with Fincham to set up a Canvas to county base the evidence from Dr. Shiva. Fincham said more details will be shared next week. I told you a bomb was coming. I told you a bomb was coming. All right. Maxwell News. I told you, God, like 2 weeks ago, I said, wait about 2 weeks. Oh, this is a bomb. Oh, this one's a bomb. This, oh, is such a bomb. In order for victims of Jeffrey Epstein to receive compensation from the Epstein's victim compensation program set up by his estate, they have to sign away their right to testify against Ghislaine Maxwell. The Epstein estate has paid out $120 million so far to about 150 individuals through the court-approved voluntary compensation program. $125 million. He's paid already. Meaning for slightly less than $1 million apiece, they have silenced 150 witnesses that might have otherwise testified against Ghislaine Maxwell or in order of the other 7 lawsuits still active against Epstein. If this sounds shady or sort of illegal, the people who created it have a history of covering up terrible things, compensation funds. It was designed by Jordana Feldman, who served as deputy special master of the horribly corrupt September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, and Kenneth Feinberg, who oversaw the same September 11th fund and the compensation fund for sexual abuse victims from the Catholic Church. They are buying off victims. Broke it here. Oh my Lord. Insane. Told you we would drop the news. Chinese app TikTok beats YouTube in US average watch time. Pretty simple. TikTok's algorithm is promoting sexual content, drugs, and alcohol to children as young as 13. Shocking investigation results, according to the Daily Mail. We told you that from the beginning. U.S. data analyst Justin Hart sues Twitter, Facebook, President Biden, and Surgeon General. Hart alleged that his First Amendment free speech rights have been violated when his social media accounts got suspended for COVID-related posts. More will be happening. Twitter takes on Facebook groups by launching communities. Let's join a community. European Group of Justice declares millions of consumer credit agreements illegal due to incomprehensible contractual clauses in a landmark ruling. That will not be the only one. We hopefully will say goodbye to debt. Why is Twitter trying to compete with Facebook? Because Twitter is dying right now. The only people using it is the echo chamber of those who are being paid by the government. That's it. World Health Organization chief, okay, check this out, chief, calls for a moratorium on using coronavirus booster shots for the rest of the year. Why would they do that? Not one shot, two shots, three shots, four, five shots, six shots, seven shots more. They'll never stop. And now they're telling you to stop. Why? Because people are seeing that people are dying after they get the shot, you fucking idiots. The U.S. is the greatest threat to peace in the South China Sea. The U.S. crazily dispatches USS Benfold and trespass with 12 nautical miles of China's Meiji Reef. poking the bear. India approves test kit for diagnosis of Nipah, a virus that is more lethal than COVID-19. Of course it is. Of course it is. Sweden announced the end of almost all remaining COVID restrictions. This includes limits on gatherings and social distancing, seating, and restaurants. German federal police secretly bought Israeli NSO Pegasus spyware. They're using it all over. God, man, it's setting up for so many cyber attacks. Pakistan expresses concern over massive arms buildup in the region. Haven't we said that? Haven't we said that? Media companies in Australia can be sued over comments posted by any user on their Facebook pages. Yes, that's the way it should be. ANZ Bank website offline again today. After Inland Revenue, Met Service, New Zealand Post, and Kiwi Bank were hit in what was believed to be a coordinated cyber attack. Wait, what did we just say a few moments ago? What did we say? Where is it? Where was it? Who said it? My God, people, come on. The German police secretly bought the Pegasus program. Oh my God, man. China suspends, said it before, and then China suspends video games for kids. Australian health official says COVID contact tracing is part of the new world order. Eat my balls. Fact checkers are scrambling on Twitter to clarify Dr. Carrie Chance choice of words as the video goes viral on Twitter. New world order is commonly used to describe times of change and cultural shift. Eat a bag of dicks and choke on the crumbs. No, it is not. German finance and justice ministries raided in money laundering probe. Let's rewind real quick. German federal police secretly bought Israeli NSO Pegasus spyware. Let's fast forward back again. German finance and justice ministries raided in money laundering probe, according to Reuters. Are you fucking kidding me? Hackers steal UN data that could be used for future government cyber attacks, according to Newsweek. Let's leave it there. Woo! Man, there was so much info. That is tons of information on a crazy ass day. Listen to me. Please, please listen to me. You need to just take a breath and understand things are going to be okay. They have to get worse before they get better. They have to be terrible before they get better. But just understand things are going to get better. We survived 9/11. We survived World War I, World War II. We survived everything. Have we lost lives? Absolutely. Those lives are sacrificed and always here inside of our heart. But just know and just understand, there is more good out there than there is evil, and there always will be. And I may joke on this program, just know the color of that flag and the flag itself means more to me than anything. It always has and it always will. I love my family and nothing will ever rise above that. But if duty was to call for this country, the first thing I would say is yes. Not under this current administration. Not now, not ever. This guy is a fake president. He's a potato and he is an imposter. And nobody believes it. But as we've said before on the show, always think mirror. As we've always said on the show, always know. You have to show the crime first. People need to see it so that they understand it. And more people now understand than ever before. Keep your head up and know that I got your back. Every one of the patriots out here has your back. And there is more people that think like you than don't. Keep your head up and just know that the independent mouth loves you. And thank you so much for all the love and support. Just understand, we'll always be here to bring you the news and we'll always be here to bring you the information that the news media will not tell you. So please support the show. We'll be back again Wednesday with a brand new one and we'll be back on track, folks. Just know, thank you so much for all the love and support. We're here, and we'll see you at the next show. We love you guys, and thanks for listening.